Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here. Every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will have a conversation with Dr. Chet Stringham at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Chet, his website, by the way, is chetmd.com, has a very interesting take on obesity and weight loss. He says the root cause of obesity is not poor decisions involving our diet and exercise. In fact, he says those aren't causes at all. He says they are effects rather than causes. He's got really interesting things to say about this subject that everybody seems to be intrigued by, especially this time of year, at the end of the year when we make our New Year's resolutions. Speaking of New Year's resolutions, I went to see a friend of mine at the hospital today. This guy, I've known him for quite a few years, probably 15, 20 years. And he's 77 years old. He had a stroke a couple of weeks ago, and he's now actually he's in rehab, not in the hospital. He's in a rehab center. He lost control of his arm. He has no control of his left arm. Luckily, he's right-handed. But it got me thinking how life is so darn short, and we take it so for granted. I bet this guy never thought twice about his left arm. In fact, he discovered he had the stroke in the middle of the night when he tried to roll over, and he couldn't roll over because he couldn't put pressure on his, or he couldn't move his left arm, so he couldn't roll over. And I thought to myself, how many times do we take for granted rolling over in bed? How many times do we take for granted just getting out of bed? How many times do we take for granted holding a fork in our hands? These are the things that the body can do that we just don't appreciate until our body can't do them anymore. And it just got me thinking, at the end of the year, we should really resolve to take better care of ourselves. Not only when it comes to weight loss, not only when it comes to exercise, not only when it comes to nutritional supplementation, but when it comes to just being kind to ourselves and appreciating that life is so darn short. I just read this really interesting quote from a great philosopher. I'm being facetious here. Her name is Jennifer Aniston. Hey, Jennifer Aniston, yes, the celebrity movie star, friend star, Jennifer Aniston. She had this really interesting quote, and you don't think of Jennifer Aniston as being a philosopher, or at least I didn't, but this quote is so powerful. She wrote it about Matthew Perry, who, as you guys probably know, passed away a month ago or so. She says, quote, "Have you ever sat with yourself and thought about the concept of life?
Time goes by fast. You don't get that back. Please go live. Love hard. Let go of fear. Love on yourself. Love the people around you. Appreciate the hardships. Trust your process. Feed your faith and never forget to feel. A lifetime isn't that long, unquote. That's Jennifer Aniston, and it's such wise words. A lifetime is not that long. It goes by so fast, and you don't want to suffer. You don't want to get a stroke. You don't want to have an autoimmune disease, assuming you don't have one. You don't want to age ungracefully. We want to go into our old age gracefully and elegantly, and one of the most important things you could do to make sure that happens is to love on yourself and be kind to yourself and appreciate your life and appreciate your body and be kind to your body. Of course, one of the most important ways to be kind to your body is to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program to make sure you're eating correctly and exercising, you know, all the good stuff. Because you never know what's around the corner. And when I saw my friend Bob in rehab, it just broke my heart. All right. So our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, or success stories, we'd love to hear from you. Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And for you folks in the Houston, Texas area, I will be doing a talk for Longevity on January 20th. That's about 3 weeks away in Houston, Texas at the Holiday Inn Express, I think it is, in Houston. I'll have to get you the information. I'll get you the information here momentarily. I'll get you on our next break. It's a Super Saturday, and it's going to be actually in Pearland, Texas, which is just outside Houston. At the Holiday Inn Express, 1702 North Main Street, Pearland, Texas. That'll be at 9:30 a.m. It'll be a whole day of longevity speakers and motivational speakers. Tom Chenault will be there. A lot of really cool folks will be there, and myself as well. And that's Saturday, January 20th, Super Saturday in Pearland, Texas. All right, Chet Stringham coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about this fabulously important and underappreciated molecule, choline. We talked about it as it relates to methylation. We talked about it as it relates to the nutritional component, I'll say. It's not really a supplement, but nutritional element, betaine, which is in the ultimate enzymes. Choline and betaine work together to support methylation, even though betaine is not marketed as a methylating or a choline-supporting substance. It's in the ultimate enzyme products as a source of hydrochloric acid, betaine and HCl, but it's much more than that, of course. Betaine, by the way, is also a source of a really cool amino acid called glycine, which is very important for preventing wrinkles and for building connective tissue in general. And speaking of preventing wrinkles, last program we talked about skin exercise, which is what exfoliation is. Exfoliation is skin exercise, and in the same way that working out disrupts your muscle fibers and changes the chemical environment and the acid level that those muscle fibers live in, and in turn induce growth, tear up the muscles, you drop the pH, you get muscle growth. By the way, that's part of a concept, a biological concept called anti-fragility. A fragile system is a system that breaks when it's under stress. A non-fragile system is a system that doesn't break when it's under stress. And an anti-fragile system is a system that gets stronger when it's under stress. That is so cool that the biological system gets stronger when it's under stress. Stress is our friend as long as it's done correctly. Yes, you get bigger and better and stronger emotionally, mentally, and physically when our bodies or our psyches are under stress, supposedly. It's supposed to be that way. The problem with the way we interact with stress is chronic stress. We interact with stress chronically. We don't give ourselves a break, and we don't give our tissue or our bodies or our psyches a chance to recover. The stress isn't the problem. It's the chronic stress that's the problem. The way the system is supposed to work is it gets under stress, and then the stress goes away, and during that goes away period, the refractory period or the rest period, the system is supposed to grow. That's what's supposed to happen. Well, we have a culture where we never rest. We never take a break. And thus stress gets has this connotation of being a big problem. Well, in reality, the body loves stress as long as it's followed by rest. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Chet Stringham will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his very interesting take on weight loss and obesity. Some 70% of Americans, how can that possibly be? 70% of Americans are overweight. I think something like 50 or 60% are obese. Childhood obesity is an epidemic. What the heck is going on? We got a crazy world, especially when it comes to health. Crazy world in a lot of ways, but especially when it comes to our health. Dr. Chet Stringham will tell us what to do about obesity, and he's got some very interesting things to say. His upcoming book, You Aren't the Problem, The Effortless Path to Sustainable Weight Loss. And then we'll get your calls here in the segment, 844-236-6010. So, exfoliation is stressing the skin, just like exercise is stressing the body. When you stress the body with weightlifting or with running or yoga or whatever kind of exercise you're doing, the body gets stronger. When you exercise your brain gets stronger. You don't want to get Alzheimer's when you get older? Do crossword puzzles. Learn a new language. Read different books. Learn a philosophy. You know what I do when I go to the health food store, when I go to the grocery store and I get almonds or sunflower seeds in the bulk section? Instead of writing down the code number for the bin, I memorize the code number for the bin. I memorize my credit card numbers. Memorizing things is a great way to put stress on your brain and exercise your brain and get more neural connections. Literally, when you learn something new, you get more neural connections, and the likelihood of cognitive decline as you get older is decreased. Likewise, when you exercise the body. And likewise, when you exercise the skin. Yes, exercise the skin. Exfoliating the skin is exercising the skin. When you exfoliate the skin, you're removing the leaves. Exfolia, foliage comes from the word leaves. Exfolia means to remove the leaves. And the cells, the skin cells, are akin or analogous to leaves. Real quickly, I know we said this before, but just real quickly, the skin is layered, stratified. You've got a bottom layer where skin cells are born, and those skin cells rise up to the tippy top, and they're dead at the top. And as they're moving from the bottom to the top, they're basically dying. They sort of die probably in the middle of the skin surface. So they're born in the bottom of the skin surface. They rise to the top. They come up at the top, and they're just basically cell carcasses at that point, and they're very functional. They're a barrier. They're hard. They're hard cells, or hard cell carcasses or shells of cells. And by the way, interestingly, inside these cell shells at the very top of the skin, you have sponges, molecular sponges that attract water from the air. They're called the natural moisture factor, and they're produced as the cell is journeying from the bottom to the top. So this journey from the bottom to the top is really functional. It's really important. And the healthier and the more robust and the more vigorous and the more facile, with the greater ease that the cells rise from the bottom to the top, the healthier the skin's going to be. And this happens when we're younger, but not so much when we're older. And not so much when we're not healthy. You may have seen sometimes ashiness on the surface of the skin. Ashiness on the surface of the skin is the sign that the skin is not moving correctly. The cells aren't moving correctly. They're piling up on the surface, and they're not moving up from the bottom to the top and pushing the cells off the top. Likewise, dandruff, same thing. Dandruff is another sign that the cells aren't journeying from the bottom to the top as efficiently as they should, and they're piling up on the skin surface. So exfoliation can actually support the movement of cells from the bottom to the top. Getting rid of cells from the top supports the movement of cells from the bottom upwards, and as they're moving upwards, they're changing shape, and they're producing these moisture factors. And with another thing that they're doing is they're dumping off fats. They're dumping off fats that will support the moisturization, hydration of the skin. So the combination of these sponges that are in the dead cells and the fats that are produced as the cells are rising from the bottom to the top account for skin hydration. When that doesn't happen, your skin is dry. That's one of the major causes of skin dryness, is poor movement of cells from the bottom to the top. Exfoliation changes that. When you exfoliate the skin, you support the movement of cells from the bottom to the top. That's why I call it exercising the skin. You get more cells. That means a stronger barrier. That means more skin fats. That means more molecular sponges. That means more hydrated skin. That means a stronger barrier. That means good skin. That means healthy skin. It's exercising the skin. Now, there's lots of ways you can exfoliate. You can use a washcloth to exfoliate. You can use they have these little devices you can get in a salon called a dermaplane. You can use microdermabrasion. There's all kinds of tricks to the trade of exfoliation that they can do for you in salons, or you can do at home. You can just use a washcloth to exfoliate. Men exfoliate when they shave. There's lots of different ways to exfoliate the skin. But my favorite way to exfoliate the skin is with acids. specifically a kind of acid called a hydroxy acid. I'm going to talk a lot about these things because they're super important and they're really interesting. All cells, whether it's cells of the skin or the cells of the heart or the cells of the liver or the cells of the bone or the cells of a plant or the cells of an ant or the cells of an elephant, all living cells make hydroxy acids. In fact, all living cells run on hydroxy acids. Hydroxy acids are the gasoline that runs the engine of the cell. Hydroxy acids are used for energy in the cell. And so these things are fabulously valuable, fabulously ubiquitous, fabulously safe. And they've got tremendous upside when you use them on the skin. Hydroxy acids have an ability to dissolve the glue that holds dead skin cells in place. See, these dead skin cells on the surface of the skin, they're stuck together. That's how they form a barrier. And then enzymes are supposed to kick in and loosen the glue that holds these things together, and that's when they're supposed to flop off. If your skin's not healthy, if it's not hydrated correctly, if there's not the right nutrients present, the enzymes don't work, and that's what causes those cells to pile up. But what hydroxy acids do is they can artificially or synthetically dissolve that sticky substance that's not coming off or that enzymes aren't degrading so that you can kick the process in gear, this movement upwards from the bottom to the top. And given that they're so darn gentle and so non-toxic, in fact, we drink and eat hydroxy acids every time we have a glass of orange juice or bite into an apple or a pear, or they're found in all fruits and vegetables. But yet when you put them on top of the skin, you can jumpstart this movement of cells from the bottom to the top, which means a healthier skin barrier and more skin fats and more skin, molecular sponges. So you get hydrated skin, you get smoother skin, you get softer skin, and you get healthier skin, as you would expect if you understand exercise. Exercise makes your body healthier, and exercising the skin, i.e. exfoliating the skin, makes the skin healthier. Now, as I say, you can use lots of things to exfoliate the skin. Washcloth and shavers and microdermabrasion and dermaplaning. There's lots of different things. Loofah pads. But if you use hydroxy acids, you get an extra benefit. Number one, you get that dissolution of the glue, and that causes the cells to flop off and jumpstarts that whole process. But number two, you drop the pH. See, hydroxy acids are acids. And acid has a growth-stimulating property. That's why if you're lifting weights in the gym, you're going to get strong just by lifting weights. But if you lift weights until you feel the burn, then you get super strong. What is the burn? The burn is acid. Acid, specifically lactic acid, which is a hydroxy acid, acts like a growth factor, like a growth stimulant. And so when you exfoliate with hydroxy acids, you get a 1-2 punch of getting rid of those cells and dropping the pH. All right, we'll have more to say on our next Bright Side episode. My pharmacist Ben, Dr. Chet Stringham, coming up next. We're going to talk weight loss and obesity. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shannon Bellows made that decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure that candidates All the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bello says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021, and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Trump's team has argued the former president incited nothing that day and was only participating in free speech demonstrations that got out of hand. Netflix has discontinued over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like Shadow and Bone, Glamorous, Agent Elvis, and Lockwood and Company. Even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a five-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. Notably, 5 out of the 14 canceled shows were animated. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use. If you miss a program, we've got 12-plus years of archived information, plus the longevity products, plus a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or on our news stories, blog post, and video page at criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy. We're helping folks deal with various skin health maladies, prevention of post-surgical scarring, or treatment of acne, or eczema, or psoriasis, as well as just treating plain old dry and aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring lots and lots and lots
of fat-soluble vitamin C, up to 80%. Some of my true treatment formulations are up to 80% fat-soluble vitamin C, as well as retinol, plant-derived minerals, hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, vitamin K, vitamin D, fullerenes, all the good stuff, folks, and all in transdermal bases that will require only one or two drops or a small pea-sized amount to get tremendous skin health benefits, healing benefits, and beauty benefits. Because at the end of the day, healing is beauty. Health is beauty, and healthy skin is beautiful skin. And that's what Truth Treatments, that's what Truth Skin Health is all about, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Check them all out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Dr. Chet Stringham. His website, Chet, at ChetMD.com, is an upcoming book, You Aren't the Problem, The Effortless Path to Sustainable Weight Loss. Dr. Stringham has got a very interesting take on weight loss. He says the root cause of obesity is not poor decisions involving our diet and exercise. In fact, he says these aren't causes at all. I wonder what Dr. Chet Stringham means by that. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Chet Stringham. Dr. Chet.
Oh, Ben, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the Bright Side, and you have some intriguing things to say, and I want to hear what you mean by the root cause of obesity is not poor decisions involving our diet and exercise. Because I'm always telling people that is the cause of obesity, is diet and exercise and poor decision-making. So what exactly are you talking about here, Dr. Chet?
You know, it's an interesting thing, but I think that really when you stop to think about it, diet and exercise absolutely seem to be causes, but they're not. They're actually effects. And the bottom line is that in looking at true causes, in order for something to be a cause of something, it has to actually precipitate that issue. And I think that it's true that the diet and exercise occur slightly earlier in the process than the obesity itself. And so they seem to be causes, but they're actually effects of the other underlying root causes that we're not identifying.
So in other words, there's a root cause, and then the diet and exercise decisions kick in, and it appears that the diet and exercise decisions are the link, but there's something previous to that. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly correct. You know, it's interesting because in medical school, I remember learning distinctly that that you can't define death, for example, as when the heart and lungs stop. That defines death itself. That's not actually a cause of death. It's the definition of death. And so in this case, it's kind of a similar logic that diet and exercise absolutely are vehicles by which we are taken to obesity, but they're not actually causes at all.
Okay, so then that begs the question, what is the cause?
That's a wonderful question. You know, and that's something that I talk about quite a bit. I think that our culture has undergone some very significant, momentous changes over the last 40 years. And it's my opinion that these changes are actually what are causing obesity. Those are the root causes and not our decisions at all.
So elaborate. What's going on here?
You know, the first and most significant of the underlying things that we're seeing is what I call escalating efficiency. About 40 years ago, our culture started to become much more efficient because we had to be. We had to compete on an international basis. It was no longer the case that we just had to compete against U.S. companies, but against foreign companies as well. So we needed to become more efficient. And in doing that, I think a lot of companies decided that it was very lucrative to be more efficient. And I think we've taken efficiency beyond the point of diminishing marginal utility. And we've entered a point where we're more enamored with efficiency now than we are with happiness or with being content, with safety, and various other things that a lot of us consider to be pivotal in life.
So is it efficiency or is it a lack of contentment and happiness, or does the efficiency obsession lead to a lack of happiness and contentment? Because I agree with you, there's a happiness problem, and that's what causes us to overeat. We're eating because we're not happy. And you're saying it has to do with a drive for efficiency or an efficiency obsession?
That's exactly right. And in fact, this is a wonderful opportunity to kind of explain that in general, most of us, when we become obese, look inward for the solution. And that really is more where happiness comes in. Are we happy? Are we content in our lives? And I'm doing just the opposite. I'm actually looking outside at what's going on at the external world, the world outside of us, and looking at exactly what these changes are. So really, happiness is an internal issue that drives obesity. and lack of happiness, but that is. Whereas what I'm talking about really is efficiency and the way that it changes, the way that it's changed the way that we're interacting with other people, and that in and of itself has actually become a driver of obesity, one of them anyway.
When you say efficiency, do you mean like we're more functional or utilitarian and we don't care as much about our feelings and our emotions? We're more focused on what's more practical? Is that what you mean by efficiency? Because I'm a little confused here.
You know, that's part of it. But basically, efficiency to me means that, here's a great example. You jump on an airplane because you want to go back and visit some relatives. And the airlines have determined that they can make things extraordinarily efficient to transport people, and they can do that at a much lower price than they ordinarily would be able to. So that efficiency winds up increasing what the airline is able to provide, but in exchange, we wind up having to do things that we hadn't done previously. We have to comply with various other stipulations and just behave in a very narrow sort of a way that creates various types of stresses. Mm-hmm. And cause us to behave differently the way that we normally do.
Okay, so that makes sense to me. But how does that relate to obesity?
That's a wonderful question. It relates through what I call drive to eat. Every one of us has a hunger in terms of the amount of food or interest in food that we have. But drive to eat is a little bit different. Drive to eat really is our affinity toward food and the amount of affinity that we have in terms of how much we want to eat, how vigorously we eat, and what it takes to stop us from eating. So a lot of the efficiency issues that we're having are actually increasing our drive to eat, and that's the link.
Uh-huh. We make food more efficient in terms of its ability to satisfy us. It's more hedonic, it's more pleasurable to eat. Is that what you're saying?
That's part of it, but I think that in general, when people get incredibly stressed out, as they are, I think that most of us do turn to food as a consolation. Mm-hmm. I think that when we live in states where higher and higher efficiency is necessary, that's really what the problem is.
Okay, so hang on to that thought because I want to flesh that out. I'm still a little bit confused. I think I'm kind of getting a sense of it. Dr. Chet Stringham is with us. He's got a very interesting take on obesity and eating. And I also want to get to some solutions. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben Moore with Dr. Chet Stringham on The Bright Side right after this.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Chet Stringham about weight loss and obesity. Website chet@chetmd.com. So, Dr. Stringham, you're saying that... Before we went to break, you were saying how our obesity epidemic is a result of efficiency, specifically the efficiency of food. So I want to figure this out because I'm kind of having a hard time understanding what you're saying here. Efficiency to me means getting a lot done or having an upside without a lot of waste. Like an efficient system is a system that gets a lot of work done and there's not a lot of wasted time or a lot of wasted energy. How does that deal with food? What's the upside and what's the downside in terms of efficiency when it comes to food?
You know, I think the issue is that we've taken efficiency beyond the point of its utility. And I think the issue is that efficiency is a great thing, but when it's taken too far, we essentially wind up prioritizing something that really shouldn't be as important to us as happiness and various other things in our lives. So I think that, to me, if, for example, you go shopping at a store and you'd like to be able to get some products that you are used to buying, they're the ones that you like, but your store doesn't carry those anymore because they find that they can't make the profits on those items that they used to be able to make, so they switch to other products, leaving you in a position where you need to shop at multiple different stores in order to find the exact same items. It increases the complexity of your life, which ultimately makes it easier for the store because they get what they need, but you don't get quite what you need, and it becomes increasingly stressful, and that stress winds up increasing our drive to eat, and that causes obesity. And we see this all throughout our culture. It's not just in our shopping habits and our transportation habits. It happens in healthcare all the time where a person may be denied multiple times for an insurance claim based on the fact that their insurance company doesn't want to pay for something. And that winds up transferring to the patient because essentially something that's rooted in efficiency now winds up becoming somebody else's problem. It increases drive to eat.
That's very fascinating. So you're saying our cultural drive for efficiency creates stress, is what you're saying, I think, right?
And, Absolutely, yeah.
I see. Now that makes sense. And I have noticed that in the interest of efficiency, and it seems like the world system is getting more and more efficient, but people are getting more and more stressed because the efficiency comes at the cost of people's happiness and people's satisfaction, like that airline example you just gave. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Ben, you've essentially summarized that is exactly correct. Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That is fascinating. So it's a cultural issue in the sense that we're obsessed with efficiency at the expense of personal satisfaction or human being satisfaction, and that's the stress that causes the stress that results in our drive to eat. Did I say that right?
That is exactly right. Yes. Beautiful.
Interesting.
Beautiful.
Very interesting. Okay, so what can we do about it? Because we are embedded in this culture that is obsessed with efficiency at all costs, even if it does mean the cost of human satisfaction. But what can the individual human being do to combat that?
That's a wonderful question also. I have worked hard in my own life and also with my patients primarily in order to help people to identify these sources of, you might say, excess efficiency, because again, efficiency is a good thing, but taken to an extreme where we prioritize efficiency ahead of everything else, it just becomes an absolute disaster. So the first step is learning to identify this so that we can work harder in order to be able to not be exposed to quite so much of this. I mean, we've been thinking for years that fat and sugar and various other things are really the mortal enemies. But I think to me, the bottom line is drive to eat really is much further ahead in that chain of events that happens. It happens more proximately, closer to us. And I think that once we learn to identify these things, we can learn to avoid them. We can learn to see them in nascent phases so that we can avoid this and see this excess efficiency as being a root cause that once we eliminate or avoid it as best we can, because some is not avoidable. Some is not completely avoidable, but you can certainly eliminate as much as you can. And that's really the way to do it.
What do you recommend that people do to find personal satisfaction in this age of efficiency? And by the way, quick digression here. I don't know if you've been keeping up with all this AI stuff. You know, 2024 is supposed to be the year of artificial intelligence and AI. We already have it, obviously. But it's supposed to really explode next year. And that seems to me to be like an icon of efficiency, AI, at the expense of personal satisfaction. So we're about to embark on a journey in the human adventure here where efficiency is, we're like uber efficient, exponentially. Efficiency is like, is going to explode exponentially. So what can people do to find personal satisfaction in this efficiency-obsessed culture that we live in?
You know, you touched on a wonderful point. I think that under what you said is that we're anticipating that there will be more obesity that happens. And yes, I think there absolutely will be. I think AI is a wonderful thing. It brings a lot of different wonderful opportunities, but it absolutely does bring the threat of increased obesity as we move towards more efficiency. And and ultimately, as we move toward taking more choices, potentially taking more choices if it's misapplied away from us.
Give some specific things that we only have about 3 or 4 minutes, but give some specific things that people can do in their lives. They're overweight, they're obese, they live in this efficiency-obsessed culture that's only going to get worse. What can they do, like hands-on, right away to kind of counteract that?
You know, I'll give you a great example. I had a patient just a couple of weeks ago who came in who had gained weight, and he just thought it was because he was not exercising as much as he had previously. But I kind of pointed out that his employer had changed. His corporation had been taken over by a larger corporation and had become more efficient. And so I actually recommended that he consider finding another job, which he actually did. And he's happier now. He has more choices. And interestingly, this acceleration in weight, this man gained about 20 pounds over a 3-month period. And that's restabilized at this point just based on a change of employer.
So being proactive with your life, things, the experiences, the events, the circumstances in your life, is that what you're saying? That eliminate stress, that help mitigate the stress response in some way? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right. I think that the bottom line is that we can't try to overpower a dramatically accelerated drive to eat and just hope that we can wrestle that to the ground as our life circumstances continue to cause us to eat more and more food.
Uh-huh. And from a biochemical perspective, when you talk about this stress response to eating, is there any way that you can hack into the biochemistry of it?
You know, it certainly could be done. It's interesting because I have actually worked hard toward the psychological aspects of this. Even as a general internist, it's very much outside of my wheelhouse, but I've had to learn a lot more about psychology because I just happened to have found the answer to obesity in an area that I was not initially tremendously familiar with.
What kind of specific stress mitigation behaviors do you suggest as a non-psychiatrist?
Well, one is to work on identifying the issues that are causing this, like in this gentleman's case, an employer, or in other cases, working on people who tend to just cause a tremendous amount of upheaval in our lives, and to provide structure for those people so that they're not able to do a lot of the things they ordinarily would. A lot of them, ironically, are also responding to this accelerated efficiency and then transferring their social issues onto us. So avoiding a lot of that. It's all about avoidance of certain things, limitations of other things, and just working toward finding life circumstances that are just more favorable.
That is so fascinating, Doc. So there's no supplements or exercise regimens or anything like that. It's eliminating the stressors in your life.
You know, that's exactly right. And it's interesting because we're not really talking about stress eating per se. This actually is a little bit different from stress eating. It's a variant of stress eating, but it is in the family of stress eating disorders, yes.
And it's probably mediated by various hormones, I would imagine. No, cortisol, for example, probably is involved.
Oh, absolutely. Quite a number of different stress hormones that mediate and also wind up increasing the efficiency with which we store energy.
Mm-hmm. So the body is preparing for emergencies based on this cultural drive for efficiencies that we have is essentially what's happening. The body thinks it's in an because of our drive for efficiency, our body thinks that it's in an emergency. Ironic.
Yes, in fact, that's exactly right. We're constantly living in a chronic low-grade sense of emergency at all times.
That is fascinating. What a messed up culture, Dr. Stringham. Oh, my gosh. It's only getting worse. Thank you for your words of wisdom. When's the book coming out?
It'll come out sometime late in March is kind of what I'm anticipating at this point.
The Effortless Path to Sustainable Weight Loss, I'll be looking for it. Dr. Stringham, thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. You mind hanging on the phone for a second? I want to say goodbye to you. Hang on the phone.
No, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, hang on. All right, that was Dr. Chet Stringham. Very interesting take on obesity. His website, by the way, is ChetMD.com. ChetMD.com. And the book is You Aren't the Problem, The Effortless Path to Sustainable Weight Loss, coming out in March. And that's all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, spectacular week, and a happy new year to everybody. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Till then, bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.